anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie Net, calling the Ronnie Net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron. I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie Information Net. Calling the Ronnie Net, calling the Ronnie Net. For this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91. Sorry about that, folks. 146.91 and 224.82. WA2HKS at 444.0 and AB2UK at 29.68. This net is only one rule. You must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you hear the Ronnie Information Net, you're encouraged to check in. Of course, when checking in, please give the call W2PE and release your push-to-talk like so to ensure you're not doubling. Then please give your call, your name, and your location. Of course, if you do have any questions, comments, or words you'd like to pass along to the net, please state so at the time you check in, and you'll be given your turn. Let's begin by looking for mobile or portable stations first. Any mobile or portable stations for this evening's Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. P2WGF, Eric in beautiful downtown Getzville. No comment. Nice to be on the air.
W2PE. Here is N2RRR. Randy, portable, Midtown Tonawanda. No comment this evening, Eric.
W2PE. Here is November 2, Tango, Foxtrot Golf, Bruce and Amherst, no comment.
W2PE. This is KD2, KSG, Phil and Amherst, no comment.
W2PE. This is KD2, CFU, John in the town of Tonawanda, no comment.
All right, let's welcome and acknowledge John, KD2CFU. Good evening, sir. Thanks for joining us. KD2KSG, hello to you, Phil. And to TFG, welcome, Bruce. And to RRR, good evening, Randy. And K2WGF, good evening to you, Eric. Thanks for joining us, gents. Any other check-ins, mobile or portable, for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is K2LED, Bob from the town of Tonawanda.
W2PE, this is KC2YTJ, Mike from Chickawaga.
All right, let's welcome back to Western New York, K2LED. Hello, Bob, and KC2YTJ. Good to hear you, Mike. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, let's look for general check-ins. Any general check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
W2PE, this is KD2ISV. Randy, glad to hear you in there. I hope all's well. Thanks for running the net, Aaron, and I have words for later on.
W2PE, here is KD2FIL, Donald in Amherst. No comment tonight.
W2PE. KC2IIZ, Chris in Buffalo, no comment.
W2PE. This is KD2KEH, Ken in Amherst with words.
Ken, let's welcome and acknowledge KD2KEH. KC2IIZ is in there. Hi, Chris. KD2FIL, good evening, Don. Thanks for joining us. And KD2ISV, good evening to you, Chris. Thank you for joining us. And I would imagine that both of you gents want to talk about the solar QSO party, which ended at 6 p.m. this afternoon, or this evening, pardon me. We were able to participate in it along with myself, and we'll have some reports on that as well. Let's get to our Ronnie information, and then we'll continue on with the NEP. Our next meeting, actually our first meeting of the season, will be on Tuesday, September 26th, 2017. The topic of the, September 12th, people, pardon me. The topic is going to be an overview of the summer activities. We're also going to feature a primer on some of the programs coming up in the next couple of months. As you know, in October, we'll be having our annual Ham Radio and Technology Fair, which we'll be reaching out to some folks who participated last year to see if they will bring their expertise to the fair this year. That's going to be one of the things we're going to be discussing, as well as a special guest that's going to be coming to visit us to talk about his involvement on Navy ships during World War II and the Korean War. And we're also going to be talking about some other events. So if you definitely want to be a part of this, come to the first Ronnie General meeting at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity, 1530 Colvin Boulevard in Tonawanda. And for those of you who are new to Ronnie, that's located one block north of Sheridan Drive. If you get to the Key Bank, you've gone too far, obviously. So again, that's Tuesday, September 12th, 2017, for the first Ronnie General meeting of the season. Now, this is the September 26th I was mentioning, the next Ronnie Board meeting. Now that we are getting into our regular season, I'll announce these just so folks can put these into their calendars, but I will definitely make sure that an email goes to all the Ronnie Board members so that they know about this. 7 p.m. at the church, September 26th, 2017. And we're just coming off a Ronnie breakfast get-together, but let's just put it on our calendars now that the next one will be on September 16th at 9 a.m., and we always meet at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, which is at 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, right next to ABC Tool Rental. So come on out and have some great food and coffee and enjoy some breakfast with your friends from Ronnie. And folks, I just want to point this out. Unless otherwise noted, all Ronnie meetings are at the Church of the Nativity. And once again, it's at 1530 Colvin Boulevard. So unless we say otherwise, all the meetings are going to be held there. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins, and then we'll get to our HamFest announcements and continue with the Ronnie information. That any additional check-ins, please call W2PE.
W2PE. WB2BEB. Paul in Grand Island with no traffic. Good evening, all.
Good evening, Paul. I think the Wi-Fi issues at this end have been involved or have been resolved, so thank you very much for the phone call later. WB2BEB is in there. All right, folks, let's mark our calendars for August 27th for the Chautauqua Amateur Radio Services Annual Ham Fest. This will be held in Lakewood, New York. For more information about this, go to Chautauqua-ARS, as in Sam, amateurradioservice.org. And on September 9th, the annual Lancaster Ham Fest, sponsored by W2SO, the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club, will be held in Lancaster, New York. Again, on September 9th, this is the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club's annual Ham Fest. Head over to W2SO for more information. I'll get this one out of the way now. I mentioned, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, about a Ronnie Flash Mob on 10 meters or any other HF band operating privileges permitting, of course. But KD2ISV, N2TFG, and WB2BEB and I were able to successfully meet on 10 meters last week with great success. It wasn't so easy for me because Paul and I are relatively close to each other. And I had to switch between two antennas in order for he and I to hear each other and to hear everybody else. But it came off with a great success. We were able to carry on a nice roundtable conversation between the three of us because Bruce was there one time and then he wasn't another time. But it really doesn't matter. The beautiful thing about it is that 10 meters, even if it is closed to the world, it is open to us locally. So if you're interested in being a part of this quote-unquote flash mob I'm telling you about, drop me an email, if you wouldn't mind, at oldhamradio@gmail.com, and just text me your phone number, because what we'll do is, and this, of course, will be a heck of a lot more fun come the winter months, when all of us feel like getting together on the air, I'll just text everybody in a group, and I'll just say, flash mob 10 meters, Ronnie flash mob 10 meters, and then we'll just meet there and do a really nice roundtable. What's even nice is that if 10 meters opens up, which sometimes it does, we do have the opportunity to bring in people from all over the world. So it'll be nice to do that. As far as a scheduled net is concerned, and I know Bruce had asked me about this, I just wanted to get through the Solar QSO party today before I actually scheduled something. But take it from me, folks, it works. And if you haven't had a chance to operate HF, give it a try, because it is a heck of a lot of fun. All right, let's see if we have any additional check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net, and then we'll get to our folks with words. Any check-ins, please call W2PE. All right, let's take it up to you, Chris. KD2ISV, please call W2PE and go ahead with your words.
W2PE. This is KD2ISV. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's fine and had a good evening and enjoyed the eclipse. I participated in the solar eclipse as part of the club activity under W2PE, and it was a pretty successful day. I figured, seeing it's a new eclipse, we should probably give the new digital mode FT8 a workout. So that's what I did. I worked FT8 all day. I successfully made 52 contacts, and that spanned over 11 countries. And it was a good day. The band was kind of crappy, as everybody knows, but FT8 carried through very well. So I found it pretty exciting. And a little sidebar there. My grandson stopped in. He's 10 years old, and he pulled up a chair toward the end of the day here, and he was asking all kinds of questions, and he suggested to go into one part of the spectrum, and we went there, and that's when we started making all the country contacts. So it was really exciting for him. He really enjoyed it. So hoping he's spawning a new young ham here, I hope. So that's about all I got to say about it, but it was a lot of fun. I don't know how the rest of us did that participated in it. You probably know more about that, Aaron. I'm still working up the log here, and I'll send it to you. So back to net control there.
Oh, great, Chris, and I'm so glad your grandson got a chance to participate in it. KD2ISV, this is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. Unfortunately, not too much success at this end because I had to deal with some cell phone issues. We switched carriers, but that's another story. But I did manage to get on the air, and I wanted to leave the FT8 and the other digital stuff to both you and Ken and anybody else from the club who got on the air. I did manage to make one voice contact, and I'm sorry I didn't tell you this earlier. I did make a couple of contacts on RITI, which is what I set out to do. One of the things that I did set out to do, and that was a personal goal, was to see how 160 meters and 80 meters would be at the time of the eclipse when it was, I guess they call it totality, I think, because usually those two bands are dead during the afternoon hours. And there was just nobody there. I tried calling CQ on both RITI and FT8 for about a half an hour while I was chatting with a representative from AT&T and had no success. The RITI contacts and the voice contacts I made were on 20 meters. So as you would expect, the bands behaved as you would expect. So it'd be interesting to talk to some people from different parts of the country where they had total blackout conditions to see how things were on the bands when the sun was totally out. So, all right, let's go to KD2KEH. Ken, go ahead and call with your words.
W2PE, this is KD2KEH. And I've had a kind of different experience. I worked PSK 31, and when I wasn't getting many contacts, I went to CW and then sideband on 20 meters and 40 meters. And I noticed at the 30 minutes prior to our 72% totality, which is 234, there was no signal audible or visible on PSK, CW, or sideband on 20 and 40 meters. There was nothing. It was just like it shut right down. And I put out calls, you know, every minute on PSK, and heard nothing. And so that 30 minutes each way was really unusual observation, and I'm wondering if it was just me or if it was a phenomenon to do with the eclipse. So that's my observation. CW, PSK, and sideband, 30 minutes both sides of the totality point. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
LED comment.
KD2KEH, back to net.
LED comment. Okay, Bob, gotcha, and you're coming next anyway. I told you I had you marked for words, whether you liked it or not. All right, Ken, sounds good. KD2KEH, thanks for that very much. Let's see what Bob has to say, and Bob, if you just wouldn't mind handing it back to Nat, because I do have something I want to say in regards to what Ken said, so go ahead with your comment.
K2LED with the Ronnie Nat. Yeah, Ken, I looked on the spectrum scope, and I saw nothing across the bands. You know, before this all started, there was some activity. It was pretty poor, but leading up to, during, and after totality, nothing at all. I mean, almost to the point where I had to check to see if the antenna was attached, although there was some noise there, but extremely quiet, no signals, and kind of shocked me. Let me drop, and then I have a second point to make. I just got back from a month over on Wellesley Island in the St. Lawrence Seaway, and where I was operating vacation-style portable, and that's, you know, not hard operating. You turn the radio on for a little bit. Powered by a battery pack, actually powered by my Ryobi flashlight. And working QRP, I made contacts on 160 meters all the way up to 17 meters. I managed 8 different countries, well over 60 contacts, and that's all running QRP. I rolled my own antenna on site. You know, remember I had no electricity there, although I did start the RV's generator to get the soldering iron out, and I used I built a off-center fed dipole, 88.5 feet on one side and 44.5 feet on the other. Managed to get it up in some of the park trees between 20 and 30 feet. And, man, it worked. It worked. You know, some contacts were tough, and other people said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're only running 5 watts. But the interesting thing, most of my contacts were on 80 meters and then on 40 meters. But I made a heck of a lot of contacts on 80 meters at night, sitting around the campfire, swatting the bugs. So mosquitoes were terrible. They had a higher S level than my signal, I guess, but mosquitoes were tough. So anyway, that's summer update. This is Bob K2LED back to net.
ISV with a comment.
Okay, Chris, stand by 1 second. Thanks, Bob. Thanks so much for that. This is W2PE with the Ronnie information. That, yeah, folks, for anyone who says that a quote-unquote compromised antenna, and regardless of what that may be, not long enough, not high enough, too long, not enough power, whatever, they're just full of bunk. I mean, just look at what Paul's got. He's got a G5RV Junior cut for 40 meters and down, set up in his attic, and he's working the world. And Bob had a 35 feet, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, antenna struck about 20 or so feet up in the air, and he's working 5 watts QRP. So don't be afraid to put up something just to try it. Let me drop. And one thing I do want to point out, that for anyone who is interested in becoming part of the action on 10 meters with the Ronnie Group, if you do not have a 10-meter antenna, Mike, K2GVY, has offered to donate materials and probably go so far as to just put a simple dipole together. You will have to provide the coax, but he's willing to donate the materials necessary to get a 10-meter antenna out to anyone who is interested in participating. And if you do have a radio but don't have an antenna, drop me an email, oldhamradio@gmail.com, and we'll make sure that you get an antenna for 10 meters. Hey, Chris, go ahead with your recheck.
Yeah, all right. It's KD2ISV. I wanted to say the same thing. I had that same problem before the totality there, a little before and after. Everything went dead. I thought my equipment was malfunctioning at first. I forgot to tell you, what I did, the contacts I did make, I made 4 contacts on 80 meters, two contacts on 40. I didn't stay on 40 too long because I have a problem tuning that. And then I made 44 contacts on 20 meters and two contacts on 15 meters. 80 meters was really not bad. There wasn't a lot of noise up there or anything, but there was nobody there. Matter of fact, I contacted the one guy twice, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. I was surprised there wasn't more people trying 80 meters, you know, because it was pretty open, it was wide open. And same with 15. It was quiet, and the people that were there you could talk to with no problem, but there was nobody there. It was like everybody was on 40 and 20, you know, so... with that said, it was a great afternoon. So, back to you, Aaron.
KD2BEB.
Okay, Paul, stand by for just 1 second. KD2ISV, this is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. Well said, Chris, and thanks so much for that. It's going to be interesting to see, and I'll be sure to pass the information along once it comes up on the ARRL's website or even in QST, what the results of this. What they're calling a scientific test, because that's what the amateur radio operators were called on to participate in, not necessarily a contest, but a scientific test into the effects that the eclipse was going to have on radio communications. And I can say this, for those of you who were safely able to watch the eclipse, you know that it only covered about maybe 70 to probably 80% of the sun from our neck of the woods. But what I did was I took my telescope, pointed it directly at the sun, looked through it, and no. I pointed my telescope at the sun, and then I took the viewfinder and rotated it 90 degrees away from, the way you're supposed to look at it. And then I was able to project an image of the sun directly onto a hard piece of white plastic. And we were able to view the entire eclipse, obviously constantly having to adjust for the movement of the sun away from the field of view. But we were able to view a basketball-sized image of the sun during the entire eclipse, and I can tell you that before the eclipse started, there was a whole grouping of sunspots in the 6 o'clock position of the sun, and there were probably 4 or 5 very large sunspots directly in the center of the sun. So, interesting to see if those sunspots, which we all know do cause issues with radio communication, interesting to see what happens when they're turned off, which is kind of like what happened today. So it'll be nice to see what the results are once everything is compiled and is distributed out by the ARRL. Before we get to you, Paul, let's take a quick look to see if we have any additional check-ins for this evening's Ronnie Information Net or if we have any rechecks with some questions or comments. Please call W2PE if you want to join the group.
W2PE. This is KD2, CFZ, Booth, in the town of Tonawanda. Good evening, Aaron.
W2PE. KB2TIN, Ross and Kenmore. Good evening. Listening.
Hey, Ross, good to hear you, my friend. KB2TIN. I just realized that your email to me got lost in my inbox, so I will respond. And Ruth, KD2GF said, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure. All right, Paul, W2BEB, go ahead with your words.
W2BE, W2BEB, good evening all. And just wanted to let everyone know very quickly my experience with the scientific study today pretty much echoes what you've already heard with a couple of interesting little sidelights. First of all, I was on 40 meters and contacted approximately 10 folks, and it was a lot of fun. This was approximately 5 minutes to 12 to about 12:30, and talked pretty much to the predictable types of individuals and locations that you might expect, and so that was kind of interesting. And so about 12, when the bottom, and for instance, let me just say, at the conclusion of my time on 40 meters, the bottom pretty much fell out of it. This was approximately 12:30, 12:35. So I went over to 20 meters and conducted another 10 or so contacts. very, very interesting contacts. Short skip until, oh golly, what do I want to say? Maybe around, I would have to say maybe 5 or 10 minutes to one. And all of a sudden, bingo, very long distance started coming in. And of course, when you're in this kind of a situation, you're trying to figure out what the scientists are trying to study. I'm thinking, wait a minute, did the fact that I just got off the air with a fellow in Illinois, and the next person I spoke to was in Alberta, just south of Edmonton, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, does this have anything to do with the eclipse? But that was delightful. Anyway, to have that happen, and maybe it will contribute in a small way to the overall understanding of what went on in this eclipse. And then finally, I just have to express the sense of excitement that a fellow was having. He was operating portable. He was approximately 3,000 feet high on a mountainside in western South Carolina, and he was watching the full eclipse that had occurred down there. And this guy was bonkers. He was so high, and it was so much fun talking to him. And he, of course, wanted to know what we were experiencing up here. And I told him nothing that came close to the excitement he was expressing. So anyway, it was a lot of fun, and congratulations to the other guys that got involved in this and to their success. Jeepers, Chris, that's a heck of a lot of contacts, and Ken, nice going. So it was quite a successful the contacts. But I think I had just as much fun. Back to you, Net Control, WQPE, WB2BEV.
Well said, Paul, and thanks so much for bringing your words aboard. WB2BEV, this is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. Yeah, and Ken, Chris, Paul, if you can send me copies of your logs, I will get that over to the people that need them, and then we can close the book on this special event for Ronnie. And last thing I want to say, folks, is that, you know, Ronnie is continuing to celebrate 100 years of continuous amateur radio service. And I have to stress the word continuous. Since 1917, we have been a very, very active amateur radio club that does everything it can to provide activities for our members. So please don't feel that any of the activities that we're coming out with or any of the special events are not for you, because they are for every Ronnie member. And just because you feel that you don't have a radio or you don't have an antenna, you are still more than welcome to join any of the special events that we participate in. Always welcome to come over here or to one of our other other operators who has room in their shack. Of course, we can also meet down on the ship if you want to take part in any event. But when we announce these special events, especially ones that are Ronnie-sponsored, by all means, folks, come on down and get involved, because you're missing out. It's a great opportunity to take part in some HF activity, regardless of your experience. So don't feel that you have to miss out because you don't have a radio or anything like that, because we can certainly take care of that. This Ronnie Flash Mob that we've got coming up, or the Ronnie Net, the HF Net, this is a great opportunity for some new folks to get involved in net activity, as well as making some contacts on the HF band. So, again, email me at oldhamradio@gmail.com if you're interested in participating. And who knows, if I don't watch British Crime tonight, maybe we'll get on 10 meters this evening. All right, let's take one final look for check-ins, and then we'll shut this thing down for the week. Any additional check-ins, last-minute check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE. W2PE.
Here's KP2, Hotel Sierra Hotel, John in Tonawanda with a question.
John, KP2HSH, go right ahead with your question.
Hey, is the 10-meter net still 2838 like it used to be way, way, way back when?
My gosh, John, you're dating me. No, I just pulled up the first frequency that which was the last frequency that WB2BEB and I spoke on last year, and that was 28.410, I think it was. And Chris and Paul and Bruce, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was 28.410. And depending on how everybody feels, maybe we'll meet tonight. But again, as far as the schedule is concerned, I just wanted to get today out of the way, and then we'll come up with a more definitive schedule. Over.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate the info. Don't want to hold it up, but yeah, the 2838. I remember that used to be in the the Ronnie newsletter in the late 80s, early 90s when I was a member, so. Yeah, I'm dating everybody. Back to net, W2PE in the group KB2HSH.
Yeah, you sure are. You probably go back to the days when we had an HF net on 80 meters and we used to take packet traffic, or take traffic to packet, and vice versa, and take it over to the Western District net. So those were good days. It's a shame that they're gone. All right, folks, if we have no further net business, let's shut this thing down for the week. And I want to thank everyone for checking in this week. It was a lot of fun, and hope those of you who did get a chance to view the solar eclipse are not needing to go to the optometrist tomorrow. Thanks again for checking in. Remind you to join us again next Monday evening. We always meet at 7 p.m. local time on these same Barra repeaters. As always, I want to personally thank Barra, the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, for the use of their repeaters. And also, don't forget to check out the Barra TechNet every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on these repeaters. And please consider joining Barra in order to help maintain the repeaters that we use on a daily basis. And you can have more information about joining Barra by going to Barra Buffalo, that's B-A-R-R-A, Buffalo.com. And if anyone has any information, questions, topics, or basically anything they want to have discussed in more detail on the Ronnie Information Net, feel free to contact myself, Aaron, N2HTL, at oldhamradio@gmail.com, or drop a note to Kevin at wa2fkv@arrl.net. And on behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week. We now turn these repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. Have a great night and a great week, and we'll be sure to talk to everybody again next Monday evening. This is W2PE, clear.